Okay, what we'll be doing is very similar to a baptism in a way. We ask for vows, and then afterwards we give the charge. And so we'll be doing that. So,
okay, you may stand to your feet at this time. Dear Brother Dan, are you willing to accept this service? And by the grace of God and the aid of His Holy Spirit, to give yourself up to the work of the Lord as a faithful minister of the Word in His church.
I am.
Thank you. Do you promise herewith, to give heed to all the doctrines of the Word of God, to accept them as the rule and guide of your life, and to preach and teach them, together with all the biblical teachings and forms of worship of the Kootenai Valley Mennonite Church, and to abide in them with unchanging fidelity unto the end? Are you willing to conduct the church and the congregation of which you have here will be charged in accordance with the instructions and teaching of the gospel and the councils of the Church of Christ and the councils of the brethren, subjecting yourself to other faithful leaders with whom you have to labor, which would be the rest of us brethren here, and in all things to show yourself an approved workmanship in the vineyard of the Lord? Thank you for that. Sister Linda, are you willing to have your companion accept this call to the work of the ministry? And do you promise to seek always to be a true help and encouragement to him, both in counsel and by living a consistent, faithful Christian life, so that his work in the ministry may not be blamed or hindered, and as a faithful Christian wife? Thank you. You may kneel at this time. I'm going to ask the other brethren that helped yesterday, the five other ones, six of us total, to come up to lay hands on him. We may come forward this time. This thing that I'll be reading out of here is the charge. It's not necessarily a prayer at this moment. It's the charge that we'll be getting. So let's come around and can you move forward just a little so we can put our hands on you here, brethren? Upon this confession and upon these promises that you have made, Brother Danny, before God and these witnesses, I herewith, in the name of Jesus Christ and his church, charge and ordain you to go and preach the gospel in its purity, to warn the sinner, to admonish the unconverted to repent, and to teach, instruct, comfort, and encourage the believers. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Do the work of an evangelist, and make full proof of your ministry. Likewise, give heed unto yourself. 2, walk circumspectly and study the word. Meditate upon its precious precepts. Pray without ceasing, and in all things seek to be a faithful laborer in the vineyard of the Lord. Continue in these things, for in so doing you shall save both yourself and those that hear you. Amen. So let's have a word of prayer. Brother Glenn, would you offer prayer, please?
Father, we bow before you in the quietness of this hour, Lord, and you are looking down upon this congregation here tonight. I thank you, Father, for your work among this group of people. Thank you, Lord, that you have blessed this congregation. I thank you for Danny tonight and his willingness to lay his life and his self down and to preach and teach for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the work that he has agreed to do, and I ask that you will help him to be faithful and be a man of character that will honor and glorify the Lord Jesus. So just bless him in a special way this evening. Bless the local congregation here at Bonner's Ferry, that they might bless his ministry and that they all might be co-laborers together for the glory of your kingdom. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Brother Jeff, could you also pray for Brother Danny?
Father in heaven, we come before you through Jesus, and we just want to thank you for your interest in this church and the bride of Christ that you are calling for your bride. And Lord, we know that it's a solemn job to prepare the bride of Christ for the time when Jesus comes. He deserves the best. Just pray, Lord, especially for Danny and his family this moment, Lord. Lord, give him courage, give him grace, fill him with your spirit, Lord, and wisdom. And Lord, you know the things that he's going to need to do, and just pray that you'll give him energy and courage and strength to do those things. I just pray, protect his family, put a hedge around him, Lord, and help them to be helpful to him. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for calling him, and just ask you, Lord, now to bless him in this way.
Father, we just grateful this evening for Sister Linda and what she means to us as a church and what she means to Danny. Lord, we just pray this evening that you would help her to be the faithful Christian wife that can encourage and strengthen this leadership so much, Lord. We just pray for her. We just pray for both of them in the sense of training up their children, Lord. We want them to be an example to the rest of us in training children and raising them up. So we pray for Sister Linda right now, Lord, that you would help her to see and to do and bless her in all her work as she goes about her work and as she prepares for the hospitality that goes with it and as she counsels other Christian women, Lord. We just pray that you would bless her. Give her wisdom and guidance. May you help her that she would always remember that wherever a call comes for her husband, that grace is more sufficient. Lord, we just pray for her, pray for this whole evening and everything that we have done this evening. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Danny, you may arise at this time. Your brethren stay around here. May the Lord bless you and God bless you and be with you, brethren. Lord bless you too, Sister Linda, and may God bless you and keep you. Excuse me. You may be seated at this time. You now have a new minister. I want to say a little bit about this after Brother Glenn is the sermon, just a few words about that. And so now may the Lord continue to bless us with his blessing and from his word. Just let's have one word of prayer here before we continue. Lord, we just again come before you. Lord, now we have done what you've suggested in your word. You've mentioned in your word that we should ordain elders in every city. Lord, we need this in the ministry. We need faithful men of God, and we just pray for this evening. Be with Brother Glenn now that he would give us the words that we need this evening. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord bless you, Brother Glenn.